In this bulletin, Labor leader Anthony Albanese offers support for Australia's coal industry. Tough fire conditions continue in New South Wales. And in football, Everton condemns reports of homophobic chanting at its English Premier League game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has thrown his support behind coal exports as he begins a tour of regional Queensland. Mr. Albanese argues Australia can continue to mine and export coal while also having strong climate change policies. He says if Australia stops exporting coal, the demand for coal won't decrease as countries will just source it elsewhere. Firefighters in New South Wales are working tirelessly to contain fires before temperatures soar later this week. More favourable conditions yesterday gave fire crews an opportunity to do some vital backburning and build containment lines ahead of tomorrow's forecast 40-degree temperatures in some areas of the state. Around 90 fires continue to burn, half of which are still not contained. Speaking to Sky News, Rural Fire Service Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers warns fire conditions will be severe over the coming days.
Tomorrow's going to see a worsening conditions, severe fire danger, shift back to westerly winds, very hot, 40 degrees in the west, very low humidity and gusty westerly winds. So another difficult day and another difficult week for firefighters and residents.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked fire crews battling the blazes in New South Wales. The PM addressed firefighters over the New South Wales Rural Fire Service public announcement system during a visit to the Hawkesbury Control Centre.
It's ScoMo here, and I just want to say to you all, thank you so much for the amazing work that you're doing. The country could not be more proud of you. You all know that. You know the support you get from people all around the country. And I know these fires have not been going for a few days or even a few weeks, but they've been going for months now. And your dedication, your capability, your passion for your community, your commitment to each other is just phenomenal.
People in areas of New South Wales are preparing for Level 2 water restrictions, which come into force tomorrow. The restrictions will apply to residents living in Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains to the west, and the Illawarra region south of Sydney. The state's Premier Gladys Berejiklian fast-tracked the restrictions in an attempt to conserve water amid an ongoing drought and dropping dam levels. Sydney Water Senior Advisor Peter Hadfield says the restrictions impact how people use water outside of the house.
Everyone's going to have to put their hose and sprinklers away. You can only water your garden before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m. and it's only with a watering can or a bucket. The use of unattended hoses isn't permitted, and hosing of hard surfaces isn't permitted either. And you can only wash your car with a bucket or at a commercial car wash, not with your hose. You can top up your pool for 15 minutes so that you maintain the water level above your skimmer box line.
Fines will apply for those found breaching the restrictions. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ended the year on a high, extending the Coalition's lead over Labor in the latest news poll. The final news poll of the year, published in The Australian, shows the Coalition leads Labor 52% to 48% on a two-party preferred basis, up by 1% from last week. When it came to the primary vote, support for the Coalition increased by 1% to 42%, while Labor remained unchanged on 38%. Federal Labor MP Peter Khalil says there's a global humanitarian crisis when it comes to refugees. Mr. Khalil made the comments in a speech ahead of the inaugural Global Refugee Forum next week. He says the international community needs to do more to address the refugee crisis and is hopeful the forum will take efforts a step closer to finding a solution.
The international community is not pulling its weight in actually addressing this crisis. Just in the last calendar year, out of the 26 million refugees registered by the UNHCR, only 92,000 were resettled in recipient countries. I mean, that is a minuscule, tiny number compared to the extent and the scale of the problem.
In football, Everton is investigating reports of homophobic chanting during their Premier League game against Chelsea. The abuse was allegedly directed at visiting Blues fans during Everton's 3-1 win at Goodison Park. In a statement, Everton condemned the reports and reiterated the club will not tolerate homophobia. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, a late cool change, 38. Hobart, hot and partly cloudy, 31. Canberra, smoke haze, 36. Wollongong, a late smoke haze and 26. Sydney, becoming windy with smoke haze and 28. Newcastle, much the same, 30. Brisbane, smoke haze and 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.